This is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm David Castleman.
And I'm Kate Botello. Our story today is about Peggy McNew, a painter from Empire, Michigan. Now, there's nothing unusual about that. There are a lot of painters in Leelanau County.
But this painter is a little bit different. In fact, Peggy is legally blind. And something that she's wrestled with is the question whether that should matter in terms of her art. IPR arts reporter Dan Wanshura has this story.
Peggy McNew brings me down into her basement studio and shows me the watercolor painting she's working on.
Of course, because you're watching me, I'm not real happy with what I'm getting here. But that's normal.
It's a landscape with a barn nestled in the middle of it.
You can tell there's going to be a great big shadow under this part of the barn. So you get really close.
When she says she gets really close, she means it. Sometimes her nose is just a couple of inches from her painting. Peggy has cone dystrophy. It's a rare eye disorder that affects her retinas. Her vision is murky.
Central vision is gone. The peripheral on the outside is gone. By gone, I mean it's cloudy or totally Vaseline.
Now, having zero central vision would seem to be a problem for a visual artist. But Peggy has figured out a way to see and paint. First, she wears a thick pair of +10 glasses. And then she does something unusual. She doesn't look directly at what she's painting.
To really see the detail, I look above where I'm trying to see, to use my lower peripheral to see it. It's pretty cool that the brain can retrain like that.
Peggy's paintings look like other watercolor paintings. Not real crisp, maybe a bit impressionistic, and beautiful.
Going to use a cobalt blue.
Her art has been showcased in a few venues around Traverse City. She was even a sponsored artist in the Downtown Art Walk this year.
And I just want some more definition.
If it weren't for her thick pair of glasses, I would have never guessed Peggy has an eye disability. But I do know, and Peggy knows that's the reason I contacted her in the first place.
Well, you wouldn't be here if I didn't have this backstory. And I realized that.
For much of her life, Peggy thought her vision was normal, that everyone saw the world the way she did. She studied music in college and was always amazed at how well others could sight-read music. When she played the piano, she could only read the notes for one hand at a time. After college, Peggy became an elementary school teacher. She was in her late 30s when she reminded a young boy to write his name on his paper.
And I kept saying, you know, you need to put your name on it. He says, I did. And I realized that he had, and I went and described it to the doctor.
The doctor diagnosed her condition as cone dystrophy. For Peggy, it was relief.
And it was like I was actually in tears. It was like, boy, does it feel good to have someone understand. And it's so difficult to explain it to people because it changes depending on the light, the contrast, and who knows what all. It's about 6:55 on Wednesday morning, and we're going out our long dirt driveway to the road to wait for the Beta bus.
Peggy McNew is now 66 years old. She retired from teaching 6 years ago. That's when she decided to take up watercolor painting. Since she's unable to drive, she usually takes a bus into Traverse City for a painting lesson every week.
So now we wait. Sometimes the bus is early. Sometimes the bus takes a while.
When Peggy started to paint, she decided to make business cards she could hand out to people. On her first business card, she had Blooming Art printed next to her name. She says she chose the name because she was painting a lot of flowers then and just learning. As she continued, Peggy made a second business card. She had VIP printed on the front of it, with visually impaired painter in parentheses. She thought it was funny, even a bit cutesy.
Morning.
Hello.
I have a friend with me.
Okay.
From Interlochen. He's doing an interview. So, you got it set for some here?
Yep.
Fare deducted.
May I please have a transfer?
Sure thing.
Please take transfer.
Thank you.
A lot of different people come and go on and off the bus. young people, old people, people in wheelchairs, homeless people. Peggy says seeing the struggles these people deal with made her problems seem lighter.
You know, my life is good, and I have a way to get to what I choose to do, and I'm not sitting home moping or anything, so my life is good. I don't feel like I am anything but myself, which to me is normal.
Which is why Peggy began to question focusing on her visual impairment. The longer she painted, the more she realized she wanted her paintings to be the emphasis, not her disability. So she took VIP off her business card.
And I would not say, come and see me because I'm visually impaired. I'd rather have people look at my art and say, I like the art. Oh, by the way, you're visually impaired. Well, that's pretty cool that you can do that.
That's why Peggy had mixed feelings about talking to me in the first place. And that's why her third and current business card has M-EYE view printed next to her name.
As in my view, and it's what my eyes see, the view through my eyes. And I think that's what it is for anybody who's a painter.
That was Dan Wanchura reporting, and this is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio.
So it's summertime, school has just gotten out, maybe you're getting a little stir-crazy already, but the State Theater can help you out with that a little bit, at least in the mornings. They're showing a kids' matinee at the State Theater in Traverse City for 25 cents. Weekdays for most of the summer. Next Wednesday, they're showing The Parent Trap, a Disney classic. And this morning at 11, they're showing a sensory-friendly classic surprise. Now, that means they won't tell you what the movie's going to be, but they will have the lights turned up and the sound turned down for kids who have sensory issues. We'll put a link to their schedule on our website for more information for you.
And that website is interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Our show this week was produced by Peter Payette. I'm David Castleman.
And I'm Kate Botello. See you next time.